Mishnayis Psochim Perig Hei is learned Leilu Nishmas Sarerelke Basar Pshneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach Hei Alofim Tovshin Ayin. And this is being learned B'teich Shloishim Leilu Nishmosot Hei Nishmosot Tzruru B'tzrer Achayim. Mishnah Aleph, Perikei. Talmid Nishchat B'shmeinu Mechza. The Talmid of the afternoon is slaughtered at 8.5 hours. That is 2:30. B'korev B'tisho Mechza. And it is sacrificed on 3:30. B'arvei Psochim. But on the eve, on Erev Pesach, that you need to shecht, you have to slaughter the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tomid. So then the Korban Tomid, the constant sacrifice, is slaughtered earlier. Then it's slaughtered Nishchat B'Shiva U'Mechza. It is slaughtered at 1:30, and V'Korev B'Shmeinu U'Mechza, and it's sacrificed at 2:30, an hour earlier. Bein B'Choil, Bein B'Shabbos, whether Erev Pesach is on a weekday or Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Chal Arvei Psochim liyeis b'Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is also Erev Shabbos, it's on Friday, Nishchot b'shisho mechza. So then the Tamid is slaughtered at 12:30. V'korev b'shiva u'mechza. And then you sacrifice the Korban Tamid at 1:30. V'ha'Pesach acharov. And the Korban Pesach is sacrificed after the Korban Tomid. Because the Korban Pesach needs to be roasted before Shabbos, before it becomes nighttime. Says the Bartanura, Tomid Nishchat, the Tomid is slaughtered. Says Bartanura, Tomid Shel Bein Harboim, the Tomid of the afternoon, Nishchat Kol Shari Yemei Sashona, it is slaughtered all other days of the year outside of Erev Pesach. It's slaughtered usually on Bishmeinu Mechza on 8.5 hours of the day. The Zman Shchitas HaTomid, the time for shechting, for slaughtering the Korban Tomid, is Michiyinotu Tzloli Erev. It's from when the shade of the evening start to tilt. Shehu Mishesho Sumachza, that is beginning with 6.5 hours. That's from 12:30. Ulamaila and above. At that time, Shechama Noita Lamayrev, when the sun begins to tilt towards the west. Shechatzi Sheish Vechatzi Sheva, he Emedes Beemtza Rekia, because half of the 6 hours, that's from 11:30 and Chatzi Sheva till 12:30, it stands in the middle of the sky. Beemtzeil Noita, there is no shadow tilting. Elotzeil Kol Odom Tachtov, but rather the shade of every person is underneath him. Achrin Shchitosei, but usually we delay the slaughtering of the Korban Tomid, Shtei Shoyes Achar Zman, 2 hours after its permitted time. Its permitted time is 6.5 hours, but we usually do it at 8.5 hours. Mipnei Nedorim Unedoves, because of the sacrifices that are brought as promises and as gifts, Shei Efsher LaKrivim Achar Tomid Shel Bein Harboim, which we cannot sacrifice after the constant carbon of the afternoon, kidiksiv, because the pasuk says veikravo vehiktir aleho chelvei hashlomim, that you shall sacrifice over her the fats of the shlomim. Al oila saboiker hashleim kola korbanes kulam. That after, over the morning sacrifice, you have to complete all the sacrifices. There should be nothing delayed after the Tomid Shel Bein Harboim. Vafilu b'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos she'en krevi nedarim u'nedoves, on which the gifts, the voluntary vows and gifts are not brought, ma'achrim, we still delay z'man shechitas Tomid Shel Bein Harboim, the time of the shechting of the afternoon Tomid. We still delay it for 2 hours, Mishum Srach Nedorim Unedoves, because of the drag of the Nedorim Unedoves, the Choyl. Because during the weekday, We don't do it, so we don't do it on a Shabbos, on Shabbos either. Although the reason doesn't apply to Shabbos. Ube'erev Pesach, but on Erev Pesach, Shapesach korev achar tomet shel bein arbayim, in which the Pesach sacrifice is brought after the afternoon, korban bein arbayim, makdimin leishoach, so we make it earlier, the shechting of the Korban Tamid, we make earlier 1 hour. V'avdin alei b'sheva mechza, we make the Korban at 7.5 hours, which is 1:30 if we divide the day beginning 6 to 6, and 12 o'clock is midday. Chal li is b'erev Shabbos, but if, when it falls out, erev Pesach on erev Shabbos. The ikonamit liyas haPesach, there is also, in addition to the shechting of the Pesach, there is also the roasting of the Pesach. The leidachya Shabbos, that doesn't override the Shabbos. V'tzorich litzleisim b'beid yoyim, so you need to roast it while it's still daytime. Bekad minon lei, so we make earlier the shechting of the korban tamid. Umesvidon lei adinei, we place it on the halacha. Sheyenishchad b'sheishu mechza, that it should be shechted in 6.5 hours. Bekorah b'sheva mechza, and then it's brought on the sacrifice of the mizbeach at 7.5 hours at 1:30, and that means the gemar hakavosei b'sheva umechza, the end of the sacrificing it, actually putting on the mizbeach, is 7.5. Sheshoyin shoachad b'shvasiyose, because they delay an hour in time that it takes to prepare, do the whole korban tamid. Mishnah Beis, if we slaughter the Korban Pesach not for its name, not for a Korban Pesach, but as a Korban Shlomim, Vikibel, or when he took the blood in the bazichim, in the holders, he thought, you know, the Shachta he did for the Pesach, but when he took the blood that comes from the Shechita, and he receives it in the bazichim, he thought in his mind to use it for shlom, the shlom. V'holach, or when he carried the blood to the mizbech, or v'zorak, or when he sprinkled the blood on the mizbech, shalei lishmo, not for the name of the Pesach, but for the name of a shlomim, oy lishmoi v'shalei lishmoi, or he did one of these services, that is, he slaughtered it. So he, so one service like shechting, he did for the purpose of the Korban Pesach. But then on another avoda, which is like to collecting the blood, he did not for the Pesach, but he did it for a shlomim. Oy shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi. Or the opposite way, that the first service that he did not for the Korban Pesach, but he did for a shlomim. But then the other service he did for the sake of Korban Pesach. Or when he slaughtered it, he thought for the Korban Pesach, and then immediately as he was slaughtering, so he thought that he's going to sprinkle the blood for Shlomim. So even if later on he does actually pour the blood, sprinkle the blood for the Korban Pesach, it's all possible. So this Korban Pesach is disqualified. Ketzad lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. How is the case of lishmoi and not lishmoi? That it should be for the name of Pesach and not for the name of Pesach. L'shem Pesach u'l'shem shlomim. For the sake, for the name of a Korban Pesach and for the name of a shlomim. So what is shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi? What means when we say not to his name and yes to his name? That is when it starts off l'shem shlomim u'l'shem Pesach. To the name of Shlomim, and then to the name of Pesach. Says the Bar Tanura, the Pesach sheshchotei shaloi lishmoi, he shech the Pesach not for its name. Kigoin, says the Bar Tanura, sheshchotei l'shem Shlomim, he slaughtered it for the that it's going to be a Shlomim. Oy, or kibel hadam b'mizrak, he received the blood in the keli, in the mizrak, in the thrower, what the receiving of the blood. Or he carried the blood to the mizbeach, or he sprinkled the blood on the gabe mizbeach, and he did it
shaloi lishmoi, we didn't do it for the sake of the Pesach. Says the Batanura, Sheba arba avodas halolu, for in these three, in these four services, hamachshava pesalos hazavach, the thought would disqualify the offering. Then he says, that means kigoy sheshachad lishmoi, he slaughtered it for the Karm Pesach, but v'kibul adam shalei lishmoi, but he received the blood in the bezichim not for the Karm Pesach, or the other way around, shalei lishmoi and lishmoi. So the Bartanura hach seif achshmin on this second case teaches us the mechashvin ma'avoda la'avoda, that we do count from one service to the other a service. She'im choshav b'shas avoda zu al chaverto, that if he thinks at the time that he's doing this service, the one service, and he thinks during that time about the other service, lasis b'machshava pshula, to do it in a disqualified thought. Keep going. Like for example, the Omar, he says, "Areini shechet lishmoi, I am shechting it for the purpose of the Korban Pesach, amenaz, but on the intent lizrek damoi shalei lishmoi, to sprinkle the blood not for the Korban Pesach, but for Hashlomim." So then nifsal hazevach miyad. So then that offering has become disqualified immediately. Vafiluloi also hashniya. And even if he never carried through, he didn't make b'machshav apsula with a bad thought, like he says now. But he only thought so at the other aveda. So this is the understanding in the Mishnah. That to sprinkle the blood not for the name of Pesach, but for Shlomim. V'shochat lishmoi, but he did shecht it for the name of Pesach. It's possible. It's still possible. Even at this point, it's already possible. So that means that it's possible. Even if later on he's going to go ahead and sprinkle the blood properly, we already passed it. So that means that doesn't help. The machshava is psul from one machshava, from one aveda is passed the other aveda. Pesach the posel shaloi lishmoi, and that a korban pesach would be disqualified when it's not done for the purpose of a korban pesach. Nafkelo mikro, we learn it out from a pasuk. Diksi, because it says in the verse in Shmoyis Yud Beis, va'amartem, you should say zevach pesach hu, this is an offering of a pesach. Acheyia hazevach l'shem pesach, until the slaughtering should be for the name of Pesach, for mashma la'akev, and that has the understanding that it's also to prevent that if you didn't do it for the Pesach mamish, you do it like a shlomim, you're just going to eat the meat like any other shlomim, so then that is not, it's disqualified, that called Pesach doesn't count. Mishneh Gimel. If he slaughters the Korban Pesach for people that cannot eat it, and then there is no other people that were counted on for this Korban Pesach, weren't counting on this Korban Pesach, and the Shaloi Limnuyov, or he shechted the Korban Pesach for people that had not been counted in originally to be part of this Korban Pesach, they hadn't been counted to be in this Pesach, or La Arelim, for such people who are not circumcised, because their brothers died through circumcision, so they are not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, kolor lo yechalbay. V'litmeim, or for such people that are defiled and are not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach, posel. So then that Korban Pesach is posel. But what happens if it's lo yechlov v'shaloi lo yechlov? That on this Korban Pesach there were people counted that could eat it and people that cannot eat it, and he had slaughtered it for all their purposes, or he slaughtered it, the Korban Pesach, for those that were counted and also for those that were not counted, or lemulim velarelim, he slaughtered it for those who were circumcised and also for not circumcised, or letmeim velatoyrim, he included both those who are tamei defiled and for those that are toyer. So then it's kosher. Then the Korban Pesach is okay. If he slaughtered the Korban Pesach before midday, so then it's possible. Because in the Torah it says that you need to shecht it, you need to slaughter it, the Korban Pesach, in between the Arboim, the evenings, the sets, which is after half a day. Bein Arboim. Shochtei koidem letamid kosher. If he shechted the Korban Pesach after half a day, but he shechted it before the tamid of the afternoon, so then it's kosher. Ubilvad sheyeyechad b'maris b'domei, but one person needs to be mixing the blood of the Korban Pesach so that it doesn't congeal. Achiyizrik dam tamid, until you will sprinkle first the blood of the Korban tamid. V'im nizrak kosher, and if the blood from the Korban Pesach was sprinkled before from the blood of Tamid, b'di'evet, that also would be kosher. The Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah said, shchotei shalei lo'ichlov, he shechts it for people that can't eat. So it's like the Bar Tanura, it's chayla, either he's sick, v'zokin, or an older person, or v'kotin, and a minor, she'en yichayim lechel kizayis basur, they aren't able to eat the size of an olive of meat, and there are no other people counted in this Korban Pesach but these, puzzle, then is disqualified. The lifi ochloi ksiv, because it says by those who eat it, is written with regards to the Pesach, haroyu lechel, it has to be somebody, has to be counted for people, lifi ochloi, that can eat. But what happens, same thing if it's shaloi limnuyev, not for, he shechted it not for those for counted on it. Nimno olav chaburazu, there was one group that counted on this Korban Pesach, v'shchote, but then he shechted l'shem chabur acheres, for another group. Or la'areilim, he shechted for uncircumcised people, l'Yisrael, shemesu acheye machmas mila, for Jews whose brothers have died because of circumcision, v'hani psulim lechel Pesach. And these are disqualified to eat the Korban Pesach. The ksiv, because it's written in the pasuk, "V'chol orei lo yechol boi," that anybody who is uncircumcised cannot eat it. Utmeim nami asurim, and people who defile are also prohibited, bekotchim, to eat holies, the Korban Pesach in this case, ubekores hein al achilasim, and they would be getting kares for eating it while they're betum. So in all these cases, it's possible. What happens if it's loichlov v'shaloi loichlov? He shecht it for both, to give it for those who can eat and those who can't eat kosher. Says the Bar Tanura, v'loi domi lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, and it's not similar to the case in which he shechts it for the purpose of Korban Pesach, and also for the other, for Shlomim. That over there we say the apostle, that it would be disqualified, the hosom psuloi begufay. Over there, the disqualification is in the body. In the body of the Korban Pesach. Shamachshove shepesalte, the thought that disqualified hoiso begufay shel korban, that was on the body of the sacrifice of the korban. Aval la'oichlov shaloi la'oichlov, but for both those eat it and those who don't eat it. Eina machshove. So then this thought, hapeselos begufishal korban, that disqualifies the body of the korban, elo bedovor shochus bimenu, it's not about regards the korban, but this is outside of the korban, that's about the people that are supposed to eating. So since outside the people, the fact that some people can't eat it, that machshove does not pasl. Only pasl is a machshove which affects the body of the korban Pesach, like over there, where he thinks that it's going to be a shlomim versus it needs to be a Pesach. But he says that if he shechted, the Mishnah said the Korban Tamid
the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tomid. It's kosher as long as you have one memaris bedomai to mix the blood, shelo yikra, shouldn't congeal, kidei she'eroi lizrika, so that you can sprinkle it. However, v'imzora koydum l'tomid kosher. If it also the sprinkling of the blood was done before the Korban Tomid, it's kosher. The afal gav the Pesach mu'uchar l'tomid. For although the Pesach has to come, the Korban Pesach is later than the Korban Tomid. Mishum diksiv bei, because by the Korban Pesach it says ba erev, and also bein ha'arbayim. Nevertheless, lemifsel b'hocha, it does not become disqualified by having it shechted before before the Korban Tamid, or the blood being sprinkled before the Korban Tamid. Mishnah Dalet, Hashoich etes ha-Pesach al ha-Chometz, that if he slaughters the Korban Pesach and he still has Chometz in his house, or that's the one who shechts it, or one of the people that have counted in the Korban Pesach has Chometz in their house. So Eiver Beleisa says he's transgressing a prohibition. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-Tomid, even one who slaughtered the Korban Tomid of Erev Pesach, of the evening Erev Pesach, and he had in his home Chometz, he too is transgressing a lav. Rav Shimon says, HaPesach Barba Osar, that when you slaughter the Korban Pesach on the 14th day, which is an Erev Pesach, Lishmoy, to his name, in other words, for a Korban Pesach, and he had in his house Chametz, Chayiv, then he is transgressing on the prohibition. But Vishaloy Lishmoy Potter, but if he slaughters the Korban Pesach, not for the name of Pesach, but for Ishlomim, so then this Korban Pesach is disqualified, and if he has in his possession Chometz, so then he's not transgressing the lav, he's not transgressing the prohibition. Ushar kol hazvachim, and all other sacrifices that they slaughtered in Erev Pesach after half a day, and he had Chometz in his possession, bein lishmon, whether they were slaughtered for their name, uvein shaloi lishmon, and whether you have slaughtered them not to their name, pater, so you're still going to be exempt from the prohibition of lishishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Uvimoyed, and on Yom Tov, on Pesach, if he had chametz in his possession and he shechts a Korban Pesach, lishmoy, to the name for a Korban Pesach, so then that Korban is disqualified and therefore potter. So then he's not transgressing on the prohibition of Lishishchat al Chametz, not to slaughter on Chametz, but only he's be transgressing the prohibition of Loy Lolcha Chametz, not Chametz BC, because he possesses Chametz. But Vishal Loy Lishmoy, but if he shechted the Korban Pesach not for its name, but for Shlamim, and he had in his possession Chametz, he'll be Chayiv, he'll be transgressing the prohibition of the Shishchat al Chametz, not to slaughter on Chametz, and also of the prohibition of Reilach al Chametz. Ush ar kol hazvachim, and all other sacrifice that he slaughters on Yom Tov, on Pesach, and he has Chametz, bein lishmon, whether he slaughtered them for their name, bein shalei lishmon, and whether not for their name, chayiv. So then he's still going to be transgressing on the prohibition of Lishishchat al Chametz. Chutz min hachatos sheshochat shaloi lishmo. The only thing, a korban chatos, that he slaughtered it, not for its name, either on Erev Pesach or on Pesach, and he possessed Chametz, then he does not transgress the lav of Lishishchat al Chametz, because that korban is disqualified. And we'll see, the Baal Tanur explains the Mishnah. Says the Bar Tanura, Hashoichet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chometz, one who shechs the Pesach on Chometz, Kloimer, that's to say, that u'b'sha'a shechita, at the time that he's shechting, ho'y Chometz b'rishus ha-Shoichet, there was Chometz either in the possession of the one who is shechting, who's slaughtering, or yechab nibnei chabura, of one of the people of the group,
who is counted on the Korban Pesach, afilu loy hoyo chametz ba'azoreh, even if the chametz is not in the courtyard, where they're doing the shechting, still is over b'leisa, so he'd be transgressing the prohibition of l'sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, not to shecht while there is chametz, the blood of my offering is moisla medalov. Ein hazevach nifsel, but the korban is not become disqualified. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says afa tomid. Also the tomid shall bein harboim of the afternoon. The afternoon tomid, the arvi psachim of the erev Pesach, sheshoch toyal chometz, that you shechted it while you had chometz, shehoye chometz b'rishus ha-shoichet, oya makriv, that the chometz was in the possession of the one who shechts, or the person who is being makriv the korban tomid, oiver belav, he will be transgressing a lav. The dorish, because he learns, zivchi, Ham yuchad li leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Zivchi means what is designated to me. Who hatomid, that is a tomid. Vein aloch k'rabbi Yehuda, aloch is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So he learns out that also the korban tomid should not be shachten while you have chometz. Reb Shimon says ha pesach b'yudalid, that the korban pesach on the 14th. And then sheshchotei al chometz lishmoi, and you shechted it while you had chometz, but you shechted it for the purpose of the korban pesach. Then you're chayiv mishum leshishchat al chometz for not shechting on chometz, for the prohibition of the shishchat al chometz. The pesach kosheru, because that's a good pesach, ushchita ruyehi, and it's a fit shchita, because it's lishmoi ushmoi shchita, name shchita. However, v'shaloi lishmoi poter. And if it's not lishma, it's part of the puzzle. Ushchita she'ein aruyei. It's not a fitting shchita. V'lav shmei shchita, and it's not called shchita. So when you shechted a korban pesach, not for the sake of a korban pesach, since it's not a kosher shchita, it's not called shchita al dam zivchi. Ushar kol azvachim. And all other offerings that were shechted, that were slaughtered on the 14th after Zokter Bartanur. Bartanur says shenishchetu b'yudalad achachatzoyis, that were slaughtered on the 14th after midday al hachametz, on the chametz. So bein lishmon, bein lishaloy lishmon potter, whether they were shechted for their namesake, the right name, or not the name, they would be still potter from the pasuk of the lav of the sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. V'af says the Bartanura. V'af al pi shekshedin hein, and even though they would still be kosher, these korbanes kidet nan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Kol azvachim shenish b'chushaloi lishmon kshedim, all the offerings that were shechted not for the name will be kosher, because we only had a pasuk before with regards to the korban pesach that martim zevach pesachu, that it has to be lishmoi, but all other zvachim doesn't have to be lishmoi. It's kosher. Chul afal became nevertheless potter. He's still potter, even though he has chametz in the house. Why? Diksiv zivchi zivchi beis pam. It says two times zivchi. Loisishchat, one says loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi, and then the shech says loisishbach al chometz dam zivchi, two times. Ulamay hilchasel palgin hu rabbon rachmona, the loy kosev zivchi bechad kara. Why did the Torah have to split it and didn't write in one pasuk zivchi? Ba'akol b'mashma, and then it would have been everything included that loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi inside the Pesach, bein Pesach bein shar zivchi. When's the korban pesach zvachim? You should not shecht while you have chametz. Loimer loch, to tell you that bizman the ika zevach, that at the time there is a zevach the hainu b'yudalet, that is on the 14th, the ika pesach, that there is a pesach loimer chayiv ashar zvachim. Then you would not be mechuyiv for other zvachim while you have chametz. But ubizman the leka zevach,
But when there is no zevach kigoin b'toicha Pesach, that during the Pesach, when there is no korban Pesach, then mechayiv ashar zevachim, then you will be chayiv for other zevachim that you shech them, im shech tal chametz, if you shech them while there is still chametz. The only thing that we said before, Rabbi Yehuda said before, that the Tomid is also Oiver, said Allah is not like him. But Rabbi Shimon isn't talking about the Tomid, he's talking about general Zvachim. And here we're learning out, that during Erev Pesach, you're talking not Oiver for the other Zvachim. If you have Chametz, you're not even the love. Mashenkin on Pesach itself, when there is no Korban Pesach, then you are either you are transgressing if you shecht any korbanos while you have chametz still in your possession. And that's why the Mishnah says weiter ubemoy. It says the Bar Tanura b'toicha Pesach in Pesach im lishmoy shachtu lepesach ala chametz. If they shechted it for the name of Pesach on the chametz, he's potter, meleis sishchat. He's going to be exempt from the prohibition not to shecht on the chametz. The Pesach shalei bizmanei lishmoy posel. Because if you're going to shecht a Pesach not in the right time, not on the 14th, but during Pesach, that is posel. And therefore, shechting a korban Pesach on Yontev is not a good shechita. B'avel shechita she'ine roi, it's a shechita that's not fit. And therefore, you're not going to be aiver, because it's not shechita. But what happens sheloi lishmo, if he doesn't shecht it for, but not for his name, el lishlim shlomim, for shlomim, chayiv, then it's chayiv. The lehochi koi, because that is what it's standing for, it cannot be a Pesach, but it can be a shlomim. B'avel shechita roi, and it's a good shechita. V'chayiv mishum, and he'll be guilty of the lav of lishishchat, because we learned before zivchi and since there is no zevach of the Pesach, he's going to be chayiv for the zevach of the other zevachim. So therefore, v'havel lishchitarui, and he's going to be chayiv mishum lishishchat for the prohibition of not shechting on chametz, which apply now during the yontev. By the love of the Lord of the Motzah, together with also the love of the Lord of the Motzah, because he has a chametz in his possession. But ushar kol hazvachim, but other offerings that were shechted, that was slaughtered within the holiday over chametz while they possessed chametz. So bein lishmon, bein shalei lishmon chayiv. So over there, whether for their name, for the zvachim, or not for the name, it'd still be chayiv, because we said before that shalei lishmon doesn't pass la korban, so it is still a shechita ruya by zvachim, and we know the krash zvachim namazir, because the pasuk was also concerned not to not only the korban pesach but other zvachim also not to do. B'mayid, as we learned before, because Zivchi includes other things also, as long as there is not the Zavach Pesach there. Chutz min achatus sheshchote shalei lishma. The exception is achatus who is shechted not for its namesake. So in that case, the psula. Because achatus, if you don't shecht it for Shem Chatus, even though generally by korbanos we say shalei lishma is kosher, but a chatus, you shecht it shalei lishmo is possible. You should exceed b'shechitas chatas he, by shechitas shecht min chatas says he, she, he, v'loy ha'nishchotas shalei lishmo. So it has to be she, but not the one that was slaughtered, not for the purpose of the chatas. And that's why it's a shechit shein eruya. And on a shechit shein eruya, you cannot be, chayv is not considered a lishishchat al chametz, because it's not a Mishnah Hey, HaPesach Nishchat B'Sholosh Kitos, the sacrifice, the Pesach sacrifice was slaughtered in three groupings. The Jews divided in three groups. Shenemar, because the Pasuk, it says in the Torah, V'Shochatu Oisoi, they should slaughter him, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The entire community the entire community of Jews. So we have Kohol, that's the gathering. Veida is the community. Veyisrael and Jews. So it's three parts. Nichnas Akata Rishayna, that the first group entered. Nismala Hazara, so the courtyard became full. Nol Udalsis Hazara, so they closed the doors of the courtyard. Toku Horiyu Vitoku, so they blew the tekiah and threw and tekiah. And Hakoyanim Aimdim Shuri Shuris, the Kohanim were standing lines. Ubiyodeyem Bezichei Kesef Bezichei Zov, and in their hands they had these big the holders of silver and of gold. Shura Shakula Kesef Kesef, one line that had silver, had everybody had these silver holders, and Vishura Shakula Zov Zov, and a line that had all of golden spoons had all golden spoons. Loi hayu muravim, they weren't mixed. In other words, the silver and the golden one were all in one line. But loi hayu lebazichim shulayim, these bazichim that those are the receptacles for the blood. They didn't have a bottom, in other words, to place them, but they were pointy, because shemu yanichum, because he might place them down with the blood v'yikrash adam, and then the blood would congeal, so then you won't be able to sprinkle it. But since they have to hold it in their hand, so they'll keep on mixing the blood that it shouldn't congeal. Mishnah Hay. Says the Bartanura, HaPesach Nishchad B'Gimel Kittes, the Pesach is slaughtered with three groups. Bein Sha Tzibur Merubim, whether the community is a lot of people. Bein Sha Tzibur Motim, whether the community is fewer people. We always break them up in three groups. V'yochaylim Kulum Nishchad B'Basachas. So when there's few people, they were technically able to shecht at once. Mitzvah L'Cholek L'Sholosh Kittes. It's a mitzvah to divide into three groups. Zu achar zu, one after the other. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'shochatu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisrael." So we have kahal, ve'eda v'Yisrael, harei sholosh kitos. So that we have the three groups. Bazichei, these holders, those were kapes gedolos. There was like big spoons, l'kabel b'amadam, to receive the blood in them. So it was the shura shakula kesef kesef, the line that had all silver was silver, says the Batanura Dachi Shapir Tzve. That's better to keep the lines separate. The gold by itself and the silver by itself. V'loi hoi levazichim shulayim, but these spoons, these large spoons, didn't have no bottoms. And on the top they were wide, but on the bottom they were pointy. So that they shouldn't, so rechavim hoyu, they were top milmailo. They were wide on the top. V'tachteim, but beneath them chadim. They were pointy. K'dei shelayuchlu leishav al hakarka, so they should not be able to sit on the ground. Shemo yanichum hakohanim leishav hakarka, because the kohanim might leave them to sit on the ground. Achi kabul dam achar, till he's going to receive other blood. Machmas sheim merubim, because there is a lot, v'yishkach, is going to forget, v'yikrash adam, the blood is going to congeal. V'lo yiroi lezorek, is not going to be fit to sprinkle. So therefore, it had no bottom to place it on, it was pointy, so therefore, he had to keep on moving and mixing it, so therefore, he would be able to sprinkle on the mizbeach. Mishnah Vav, Shachat Yisrael, if a Yisrael, I mean, not a Kohen, wants to slaughter the Korban Pesach, he's permitted. The kibel akoyin, and the koyin takes the blood in the spoon that he has in his hand, in the bazichim, and noistei lechaveri, so he gives the bazichim, the large spoon, to his friend, and that's the koyin which is next to him, lechaveri lechaveri, then his friend gives it in turn, to gives the spoon to the further to the friend that is next to him, and so one gives over to the other one until the Kohen, which is next to the by the Mizbeach,
And then umakabla samalei. So first the kohen takes the full spoon with the blood, umachzes reikum, and then he gives back the empty one that he's holding. Kohen akodav etzel mizbeach, the kohen which is standing next to the mizbeach, zorker zrika achas, he sprinkled the blood, one sprinkle with the spoon, with the bezichim, not with the finger on the mizbeach, but and he sprinkles it keneged hayisod, on the bottom of the mizbeach. Over there in the bottom of the mizbeach there was such a little like a canal that went underneath the ground, that canal was the entire northern side and the entire western side, and one amma on the west side and the west side, and one amma on the north on the east side. See the Bartanura. Says the Bartanura, Shochat Yisrael, Yisrael shechted. But that's not a necessity. The Bartanura says, in Yirtzeh, if a Yid wants, he can shecht it. Shashchita ksher bezar, for the shechting is fit to be done by a zar, a non-koyen, a Yisrael, b'chol ha-karbonis and all the karbonis. So v'kibel ha-koyen, and then the koyen receives hadam, the blood bibozoch in that spoon, shabakabola ve'eilech, because from the time of receiving the blood and on, mitzvah's kahuna, that's already a mitzvah for the koyen. Nois noilech ha-vedei, he gives it to his friend, says, Bartanura sha'arei kishurei memdi, because they're standing in a line, so next to each other. Chaver lechaveri, and one friend to the other friend. Hakamashmalon, what is this teaching us? The Bereiv Am Hadras Melech, that the a lot of the people involved in the mitzvah is the beauty of the king, so that the all the kahanim that are involved, that's the honor for the king. Umakabalas Amolei, he receives the full one. Zokta Bartanura Miyad Hanoisin Tchila, from the one who gives it, he takes that first. V'achach Magzer Serekum, then he brings back the empty one. Avol ibcha, but the other way around, machzer esareikem bereisha, to go give back first the empty one before taking the new one. Like no, the chimoishit lehai, because when this one gives to him miyad boy lekebula, he must as soon receive it. So as soon as the other one, the next one, stretches his hand to give him a full one, he has to take that first. They mavir nala mitzvahs, because you're not allowed to pass through the mitzvah. So now the full one is the mitzvah, the empty one is not a mitzvah, you're just doing the conveyor belt going backwards, but the mitzvah is receiving, and that's why receiving has to come first. And then you do a zrika achas, when the kohen is next to the mizbeach, does one zrika, bebozach atzmoi, he uses the spoon itself, the bezich itself, v'lei masne be'etzba. And v'loy masn tona be'etzba, it's not giving with the finger. She'ein l'cha korban she'ton etzba, there is no korban that requires the finger. Elachatos levada, only a sin offering alone. The ksiva, there it says be'etzba with his finger. Keneged ha'yisoid, opposite the foundation. Beruchos she'bemizbeach, on the side, on those sides of the mizbeach, shai yisoid tachteyem, in which the foundation, the yisoid, was beneath them. Bezoidek, and he would sprinkle, he would throw with the bezichim, lizikifose shel mizbeach, to the vertical, to the height of the mizbeach, v'unefel liyisoid, and that would fall down to the foundation. Ulefi sheina yisoid makifes ha-mizbeach, since the because the foundation does not surround the entire mizbech, ela es hatzof and ves amayriv, only the north and the west. Ve'eichel bedorim achas, ama achas, and it eats one ama in the south. Ube mizrach, and on the east, ama achas, one ama. Kemei mifushem afurish mesechet midas, as it's explained, sechet midas, lekachot zvich leimer, that's what he has to say, neged hayisoy, that it has to be opposite the yisoid, so that it can fall down into the yisoid, and not in the other sides where there is no yisoid. Says the Mishnah Zayin that yotzisa katr shayno. So the first group
comes out from the Azara, from the courtyard, from the Azara, v'nichnas al-kachnia, and then the second group goes into the courtyard. That is the second group, and then they shechted their korban Pesach. Yosef Shniya, and then after the second group went out from the Azara, nichnas al-shlichshis, and the third one went out to slaughter their Pesach. Kemaisa Rishayna, just as they did by the first one, kach maisa shni vashlishi, so they did by the second and by the third group. Korvas Halal, all three groups, when they were shechting, they read the Halal. Im Gomru, if they have completed, said the entire Halal, and it's still, there were still psachim to slaughter, Shonu. So then they said Halal again. Vim Shonu, and if they said Halal a second time, and there is still more Pesachim, more Korbanos to slaughter, Shilshu. So then they said it a third time Halal. Afal Pishle Shilshu Mimeim. Even, this has never happened that you should say three times Halal, because the Kohanim had very quickly made the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Miyameim shel kach shlishis," that from ever when the third group of Jews entered into the courtyard to shech, to slaughter their Pesach, and then began to say Halal, "Vayegiu la'avti ki yishma Hashem," they had not even gotten to the spot where he says "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem" from the first time Halal, and already all Korban Pesach were already ready, because the people of the third group were very few in number, and they never even got to that spot, further than that spot. Bar Tanura, so after the Bar Tanura said, the Mishnah says that the Koru as a Halal, that the they read the Halal. This is brought down now by the three groups, but the Bar Tanura says Kol HaSholosh Kitas. This refers to all the three groups would read the Halal. Im Gomru Shanu, if they completed, then they duplicated. Kshehoyu Maschilim Lishchait, when they started to shech, so then Hoyu Maschil, says Bar Tanura, Hoyu Maschilim Likrois, then they began to read the Halal. V'im Rav Apsochim, if they're Korban Pesach war a lot. Umoshech zman shchitoson, and the time of their slaughtering drew out. Ache gomru, until they finished the entire halal. Badain rabim lishchoit, and there's still many to read. Chayzrim v'koyin shniya, they go back and they read a second time. V'im koru shniya, and if they read the second time, badain legomru shchitos apsochim, and they hadn't yet completed the shechting of the psochim shalei zakat from that group, chayzrim v'koyin shlishis, then they go back and read a third time. V'chein kat shniya u'shlish, the same thing is true with the second group of people and the third group of people. Af al pi shema'ilum le'shilshu, says the Mishnah, that even though they have never said three, because shakoyanim ha'yirabim v'zrizim, because they were many kohanim and they were quick, diligent, they did it quickly, so they never had to repeat it the third time. And then it says that the third group, Rabbi Yehuda said that on the third group, they never had to even come to the verse Vahafti, Afilu Pam Rishon, even for the first time, and because, as he says, because there were few people in the last group. Mishnah Ches, Kimaseu Bechoyel, Kach Maseu B'Shabbos. Just as we did with the Pesach on Erev Pesach in the weekday, so we did if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Elo shakohanim adichin ha'azorah shalei b'ratzen chacham. But the kohanim used to rinse out the azorah from the blood on Shabbos against the wishes of the sages. The sages said not to do so. Rabbi Yehuda says, kois hoyim memalei medam hatarayus, that from the mixed bloods that was on the ground of the Azura, So a kohen can take a whole glass of blood. Zorkes rika achz agam mizbech, and he had with his glass. He gave one sprinkle on the mizbech. V'loy hoydu loy chachamim, and the chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you should do it in such a manner. Says the Bar Tanura. Shakoyanim hoyu madichin es hazora. The kohanim would rinse out the azora, the courtyard. Says the Bar Tanura, neshadomim merubim hoyu, because there was lots of blood. Hoyu madichin hoyso b'Shabbes, so they rinsed it off in Shabbos. Sha'amas amayim hoyso maleches b'azora. There was a duct of water on the size of an ama. It's called an amas amayim. That was going inside of the azora, and when they wished to rinse out the azora, they would stuff the hole of the exit of that duct where the water goes out. So the water would overflow its edges, and they would rinse off the entire azora. The courtyard, the floor was made out of marble, entirely made out of marble. And then they would open up again the hole. And the water would go out and not stay there. Medam hatarevis, he says, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can actually use from the mixed of the blood there. You can fill up a cup, and you can throw it on the mizbech. That can be used as a tzrika mizbech. So the Bar Tanura, medam hatarevis, amut la ritzpa, that's laying on the floor. But when Allah ke Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't do that. Mishnah test. Ketzat toilin no mafshitin. How did they hang the Korban Pesach in order to skin it from its skin? So unklish al barzel. There were metal nails that had a hook on top of them. Hayukvuyim were set biksolim in the walls of ba'amudim and in the pillars in the wall and the pillars from the slaughterhouse. Shebahen toilu mashitim. So and then they would hang the Korban Pesach and then they would skin the animals. V'chol mishein lemokim litlis lahavshit, and whoever doesn't have a place to hang to skin it, makleis dakim chalokim oishom. So there were thin sticks there. Smooth meaning that they have taken off the peel off the wood. And he put the stick on his shoulder on one side and the other side on the shoulder of his friend. And on the stick he hung the Korban Pesach umafshit, and he would skin the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Lezer says, that on the 14th day, which is Erev Pesach, that comes out on Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to hold these sticks. So then he placed his hand on his friend's shoulder. And his friend's hand on his shoulder. And so each one put on the other's hand's shoulder. And then you hung the Korban Pesach on the hands. Umafshit, and then you would skin the animal that way. As the Bar Tanura, that there were over there unkilios shel barzel, that masmeidim, those were nails, shereshem kfuf lamayla, those heads were bent upwards, they were hooked. Ubamudim, and also they were in the walls, and they were ubamudim, says the Bar Tanura, shehoyu kivuyim, v'beis ha-midvachayim, that were set in the butcher house in Bazora. In the courtyard, amudim ketanim, small pillars, and the kroim nanasim, they're called nanasim, small ones. And then he took the wood, he took on chalokim, smooth. What does it mean, smooth wood? Says the Bartanura mufutsolois, they were taken off the peel of the wood, the bark, kliposon, they're peeled of their shell. So what happens on Erev Pesach that comes on Shabbos? So then you have to use the hands. And the reason is, shechalim Shabbos ben yochol etalt lamaklis, because you're not able to move the sticks. So he puts yod al kosef chaveri, his hand on his friend's shoulder, v'toyla oisoi, and he hangs it begidei arkevoisov in the veins of his arkuva on the hand. Vein aloch kenabalazer, the aloch is not like kenabalazer. Shemuta l'talt lois namaklis, because it's permissible to move those sticks. The ein shvus b'mikdash, because there is no rabbanan iser in the mikdash. Mishnah Yud. Karu v'yitzi emurav, they ripped open the stomach and they took out the fats. Nisone b'megis, they put in the fats in a bucket. V'ktirin agam mizbeach, and you offered it on, put it up to smoke on the fats on the mizbeach. Yotzer katri sheino, the first group went out from the courtyard, v'yoshvalo bahar habayis, and it sat on the mountain, on the Temple Mount, the mountain where the bayis was on. And shnia, the second group, b'cheil, they were sitting in the cheil, that was the area that you go into the Beis HaMikdash before the Ezras Noshim. Vashlishis, and the third one didn't have where to go. So that's they stayed in the place because it was Shabbos. They couldn't go home with their Korban Pesach. Chashecha, when it got dark on Motzei Shabbos, everybody went home and they roasted their Korban Pesach. Says the Bartanura, a murav, they would take the fats. That's a chalovim. Those are the fats. Hakrei magam mizbeach that were offered on the mizbeach, and they put it in the megis in the bekayir in a plate. Targum georoisov, the translation with kroisov is megisoi. And so one group first group yoshvalo harabais. Says about Tanura, we're talking about Shabbos Kamar. We're talking about Shabbos sheinichem melech pischeim, because on Shabbos you can't lead the Pesach home. And the other one is sitting bechel. Bein ha-soyreg l'chaymes ha-azora shel noshim, that's between the soyreg and the azora and the wall of the azora of the noshim mitchilas aliyas habayis, in the beginning of the going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Chashech yosh v'tzolos v'tzchayim, when it get dark they went out and they roasted their Pesach she'ain tzlis ha-Pesach d'riches ha-Shabbos, for the roasting of the Pesach does not override the Shabbos.